You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I feel like I developed a bit of a heat stroke situation the past couple days because I was like, hey, it's 90 to 100 degrees. It's a great time to get up into the rafters of my garage. I've been building rafters in the top of said garage for like Christmas decorations and things that we don't need to get to. And I've been up in the roof and... Dude, talk about a great weight loss treatment. I probably lost 10 pounds in water weight being up there. I was a sweaty, nasty mess.
It's funny that you need more room for storage. You already store and save everything, and now you're
and
expanding.
It's funny, I've purged
to store
a lot.
More things.
Well, the thing is like the bins of the Christmas decorations are just stacked on shelves in the garage, and it's just annoying to have them there. I want that space for something else. So, I mean, it truly is things that you're getting out once a year, so it needs to be shoved way up in the top of the garage.
There's some of the really fancy metal storage that the previous owner of my house, she had put in the garage. Mm-hmm. It's not real large. It's probably, I don't know, 6 feet by 8 feet, and it's, you know, supported from the ceiling.
Yeah.
This metal thing. And it could store such important stuff. And you know what's up there? It's so funny. Is that a couple of years ago, Gretchen bought some Halloween decoration stuff for outside the house, including this gigantic spider that goes up on a web or whatever.
Yeah, I want that.
So really the only thing up on this fancy storage thing is a big spider and spider web stuff.
It's all right.
So when you first come in the garage, what you're greeted with is a giant spider.
Oh, dear God.
I laugh every time. I'm like, that's what we're using storage for.
That's the kind of crap I'll be shoving up there, buddy.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. It gave me an excuse to build something. I get that itch like once a month just to build.
Cute.
It is cute. Well, it's cute and productive.
All right, let's talk about your personal care.
I saw this report on the way in this morning. It was released yesterday, it looks like. Finding out that men are really, really getting into personal care products. Story here says, on average, men are using about 11 products a day now, compared to just 6 back in 2004. Women are using about 13 products a day now, compared to 12 in 2004, which I kind of get. You know, I've scanned the counter in the bathroom and seen all of my wife's products. I've seen everything piled up in the shower. But I have left sink in the bathroom, and my stack of product is getting pretty big now.
I want to know what counts as product. I wouldn't know about Gretchen. We have separate rooms, separate bathrooms. So I haven't been in her bathroom in probably a year. So okay. I have no idea what's in there. What counts as a personal care product before I can count?
I mean, essentially,
my number is going to be on one hand, I know.
I bet. I mean, I feel like you can add in shampoo and conditioner and soap. Like right off the bat, there's 3, right? Boom, boom, boom. So there's your 3. Now, I have a very heavy face routine throughout the day. So I do like a Cetaphil moisturizer on my face and then a different under eye moisturizer.
Oh my God.
I use an Olay around my neck and my ears because it's got like an SPF thing in it. So there's 3. I have lotion for my body. I lather my arms and my chest and everything when I get out of the shower. And then I do a sunscreen. So I'm going to put sunscreen on me too. And then my nightly routine, believe it or not, my wife has a ton of Mary Kay products that she doesn't really use anymore. And she's got this hydrating cream that I put on at night. And it's like the consistency of Vaseline. So I rub that all over my face. And then, Dom, you're going to laugh. I have a product called Frownies. And it's a little patch that you can cut out and you put it in between your eyes. Because I am a scrunch face sleeper. So, I got your eyebrows down and you're sleeping and I wake up and I've got those lines in between my eyes. So you put the Frownies sticker on there.
How do you know you're frowning when you sleep?
My wife has told me, she's like, you got a scowl on your face all night. And, you know, you wake up and you can see the deep lines. So this patch that I put on my forehead at night, I look like an alien of some sort, but it's supposed to help moisturize those lines.
Do you ever get any of these products on your skirt?
Hey-o.
Okay,
see, I think that's the bad attitude to have.
What is wrong for
guys to maintain their look, take care of their biggest organ on their body, believe it
or
not,
your,
the skin?
Your, uh, add your hair coloring products onto your list.
I do that. I do have blackhead strips that I use occasionally over the nose, you know, to get the blackheads, and then a little splash of cologne. So I was like at 12 or something, 11, 12 products that I use.
Huh.
And I feel beautiful.
I don't do any skincare whatsoever, and I've been told by any woman I've ever dated that they hate me because I have this Mediterranean skin.
Yeah.
It's just Italian skin. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I hate you.
You
don't
imagine
have to,
you if
don't
you
put
did
anything
start
on your
using
face.
It.
And so I think then I have five total.
Really?
And one of them I rarely use. Shampoo, yes. Conditioner, but I only use conditioner maybe twice a month.
Okay.
I just don't do that. And my hair is obviously fine.
Mm-hmm.
Shampoo, soap, are we just counting Coast?
I guess soap, yeah, count your soap.
Shaving cream, and then occasionally, maybe once a month, I'll put some product in my hair if I'm going somewhere fancy.
Okay, class it up.
And
a
I think those
bit.
Are the only five I use.
Well, you are getting ready a whole lot faster than I am, I'll tell you that much.
Well, yeah.
But I like the way it feels.
You know what I do before I go to bed? I brush my teeth. I floss and I brush my teeth. That's
Is that two
it.
More products?
I don't know. Are those considered? I guess they would be.
No mouthwash? I use mouthwash.
I do, but I don't use it that often.
Oh, I use it every night.
Mm.
Well, I feel good.
I'm not a product guy.
I feel.
But that's all right. You can use
it. I feel
as
like
much
a lot of these are placebo effects, but I will say that my skin is looking pretty darn good right now. So I don't know. I guess it might be working. I think the sunscreen is at least very important, Dom.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll put down sunscreen.
Put a little of that on your neck when you're out running around. You don't want a wrinkle neck.
Huh, but I also got a big floppy hat, and that helps.
Yeah, it does help. Absolutely. So anyway, I'm using a lot of product.